Donald Trump, then president, said a year ago, well, we're looking into the origins of the COVID-19 virus. And at that time, nobody really knew. Now, a year later, now President Joe Biden has called together a number of his top intelligence officials and given them 90 days to find out the possible origins of the virus, including Dr. Walensky is involved in this.
I think we know, we have seen in the initial WHO report that there are numerous possibilities as to where it originated, and the really important thing is to collaborate as a globe to understand its origin.
But nearly a month into the review, it appears that the intelligence community is no closer to settling on any explanation for how the deadly virus originated. So that leads us to our next guest, editor-in-chief at Yahoo News, Daniel Clydeman, joins us here. Daniel, good afternoon. Thanks for your time. Much appreciated.
Hey, good to be with you.
Well, I thought this was a fascinating piece. You were able to talk to our former deputy head of the CIA. Tell us what she told you.
Well, yeah, Avril Haines, who is now the director of national intelligence, which is to say the top intelligence official in the United States government, been in that job only for a few months now, is tasked with overseeing this investigation into the origin of the COVID-19 virus. And I was really surprised to hear her say that after marshaling all of the resources of both the intelligence community and the public health and scientific community in the United States, there's a pretty good chance we will never know the origin of the COVID-19 virus. And if you think of this is a health catastrophe in which 600,000 Americans have died and nearly 4 million people have died worldwide. And you would think that we would be able to figure out how this thing started. You know, there are two theories, and I think one of them is almost certainly true, but we just don't know which one it is. One, of course, is that the virus emerged from human contact with an animal. It could be a bat, or it could be a bat and then transferred to another animal and then transferred to a human, or it leaked out of the lab in Wuhan, China. That may be the less likely scenario, but that's not what the intelligence officials are saying. They're saying it could be either one, and they're not putting a thumb on the scale in either way.
Isn't the rumor, though, and this I read this in your piece too, Daniel, that the intelligence community always thought it was quite suspicious, the proximity of the lab to the wet market?
Yes, and that's what Avril Haines said to me. She said, look, it's that is one of the reasons that they believe that it could have leaked from that lab. There was also questions about lab security in the past in some of these Chinese research institutions. So you put all these things together and that becomes a plausible theory. You know, one of the things that was interesting that Haines said to me was it could actually be a hybrid of these two theories, these two scenarios. You imagine a doctor, a researcher in the lab who actually contracted it from an animal originally, and then in what they call sampling, and then that leaked from the lab. So they just don't seem very close to knowing at all. Now, maybe they will find a smoking gun at some point, but so far they are not there.
Do you get the sense that the DNI thinks the Chinese are stonewalling on this?
I do. I did not specifically talk to her about that, but it has been widely reported, and the United States government, including Dr. Anthony Fauci, who is one of Biden's closest advisors on all of these issues, he has very vocally complained about the fact that the Chinese have been stonewalling, unwilling to turn over key documents and emails, and that is almost certainly an impediment to getting to the bottom of this.
Also, in Woodward's book on Trump's, you know, last year or so in office, the one that Trump contributed to, was it Redfield, who by January 1st realized there was a problem, January 1st of 2020, and he had a contact in Wuhan at that lab and said, can we send somebody in there? And his contact, who he was friendly with and had known for years, said, no, we're not going to be able to accommodate you. And that seemed deeply suspicious to a lot of people just from the get-go.
Absolutely. I mean, the Chinese have restricted access to the lab, to records, to the researchers themselves. That makes it extremely difficult to get to the bottom of this kind of scientific and national security conundrum. And they don't seem to be budging on this. And that, of course, is why, you know, that has fueled all of the many of the suspicions that the virus leaked from the lab. I would not necessarily draw that conclusion from that. I mean, the Chinese tend to be secretive about these things more generally, and so you know, that is not certainly not proof that it came from the lab, but it has fueled suspicion. You know, one of the things that I think is so interesting about this story is that for, you know, really since almost the beginning of the pandemic, this whole issue of how the virus began has been kind of politicized and very kind of polarizing. And there are a lot of people who, you know, largely because I think the Trump administration was pushing the lab theory, and I think they were, you know, I think there are a lot of reasons they may have been pushing the lab theory, but some of it may have been to deflect from what was perceived as a poor initial response to the virus itself, what the effect that had, I think, is a lot of people marginalized the idea that it could have come from the lab simply because it came from the Trump administration, it was sort of derided as a conspiracy theory, not something to be taken seriously. And then much more recently, during the Biden administration, new information has come out giving the theory a lot more traction, including the fact that Bloomberg News had revealed a U.S. intelligence report that said that three researchers in that Wuhan lab fell ill.
Yes. Yep.
In November of 2019, right around the time that the first people in that area contracted the virus.
That's why I think that it's important to get to the bottom of it. Not that anything can be done about it at this point, obviously. I mean, we're not going to be able to sanction the Chinese for, unless it was malfeasance, unless it was intentional, which I don't think it was. But I think that the Biden administration is probably a little reticent to say, well, I guess the Trump administration was correct from the get-go that this did come from that lab in close proximity to the wet market. And there's a third component, and Daniel, if you could elaborate on this, wasn't there somebody who worked at the lab that also collected, interesting little hobby here, bat viruses anyway?
Yes, there was. I'm not sure how unusual that is. I mean, this was a lab that was studying all of the different coronaviruses, most of which come from bats in the first place. But yes, that is something that that's been reported.
And there's a history of labs, not only in China, other countries as well, where these get loose. And you brought that up in your column as well.
100%, and that's part of the reason that it is so important to find out whether it did come from this lab, because you want to make sure that you know, we are putting in really strong safety and security regimes in labs around the world. This time it may have come from China, but it could also come from other countries that do this kind of research, and that is critically important. And obviously the main reason that we need to know the source of this virus is that we need to have all the information we can possibly gather to make sure that we can prevent something like this from happening again.
Well, hopefully, but I'm not confident that we can outsmart Mother Nature and viruses that mutate much quicker than our ability to combat them does. Daniel Kleidman, thank you, sir. I would recommend to all my listeners you check this out at Yahoo News. Biden's top intelligence official, the DNI, says COVID origins may never be known. Just wishful thinking, apparently. Thanks, Daniel. I enjoyed talking to you, sir. We'll have you back.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.